Hey, you never know what's happening and who's listening this early morning on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. We were just talking about Raising Cane Chicken Fingers and the CEO of that company buying every employee a lottery ticket. None of them won, by the way, 50,000 people he bought tickets for. But here we have Michael Murray, our Marine friend, Semper Fi, from Hillsdale College. And he just wrote to me saying, good morning, so funny. I actually had some Raising Cane chicken fingers yesterday in Arkansas. He said it was very good. Thank you, Michael, for the update. We get immediate feedback on things that we talk about, including Raising Cane chicken fingers, which I had never heard of until today. Semper Fi, Michael, Semper Fi. Well, we got a story here that's a very big one, very important one to for the state of Michigan and for America. And it has to do with swapping arrested people, swapping out. I was going to say swapping criminals. No, but our guys are not criminals. The people held illegally in Russia, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, are not criminals per se. Well, I mean, Brittany Griner did find herself carrying something she shouldn't have been carrying, says it was a mistake and she was packing quickly or whatever. But meanwhile, the things they've said about Paul Whelan have not been proven to be true at all. And now there's a deal underway to bring them both back. I've got a lot of feelings about this. And when I express these feelings and thoughts, some people are going to be offended, but all I'm going to do is speak the observational truth as I have seen it. But we're going to depend on Professor Peter Trumbore, chairman of the Political Science Department at Oakland University, to give us his learned view on what's going on right now in this other war that's going on, ours between Russia and our people that are being held captive. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Paul.
We have not had, this is not a new situation. It doesn't happen often. State Department officially doesn't like swaps. They oppose this. The Department of Justice generally is against prisoner trades. But after a period of time, and with one of these especially getting so much attention, it looks like this is something that's going to happen. Tell us what you know and your views.
Well, you're right. And the reason that we, generally speaking, don't like prisoner swaps is the idea is that it encourages bad actors overseas, whether we're talking about unfriendly governments or terrorist organizations or whatever. It encourages them, the idea is it encourages them to grab up Americans and hold them hostage in exchange for some kind of benefit. And so the U.S. typically doesn't really like this whole sort of prisoner swap kind of thing. But when back in April, the U.S. did make a trade with Russia to win the release of a fellow named Trevor Reed, who had been convicted of beating up a police officer in Moscow. When the political fallout of that was modest, in fact, there wasn't any political fallout at all, that encouraged the Biden administration to take a harder look at whether or not we could make a swap for Griner and for Paul Whelan, who's, you know, from, as everybody knows, from the Metro Detroit area. And so that set those discussions in motion. And apparently this offer to make the trade of this convicted Russian arms trafficker, a guy named Viktor Bout, for Griner and Whelan was made several weeks ago. And now they're waiting to see if Russia will bite. There's some sense that any resolution has to wait for the conclusion of Griner's trial. So we're going to see what happens next. But that's the offer on the table, to trade this convicted arms dealer for these two Americans.
There appears to be no other way to get these people back than doing a little horse trading. I mean, we can't threaten them. We can't say, look, you better do this or we're going to do that. I mean, this is about it, isn't it?
That's right. That this is really, again, you know, if the position of the United States government is that these two Americans are being essentially unlawfully detained, right? They're being held without cause. And in that sort of circumstance, they're really the only way to get them back is to do some sort of deal like this. It's, you know, from the U.S. perspective, it's pretty distasteful having to trade somebody like Bout, who was convicted of essentially conspiring to sell weapons to a foreign terrorist organization, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that would be used to potentially kill Americans, to have to trade somebody like that for what are essentially two innocent Americans is distasteful. But there's really no other good options for the U.S. government at this point.
Well, and I'm sorry, this is distasteful also, and that is Paul Whelan's been there for over 3 years and got nothing from the government until all of a sudden a gay black professional basketball player gets taken, gets all of the media attention, gets the president's attention. The president speaks to her family after the uproar. Then he calls the Whelan family, so it doesn't look so bad. But this has bad optics all the way around, my friend. And I know that may sound distasteful, but I'm calling it just as I've seen it play out.
I think that that's fair. Brittany Griner has a much higher public profile, and Paul Whelan, the circumstances around his arrest raise a lot of questions. He was charged with espionage. Obviously, he and his family have denied those charges. The United States government has not officially said one way or another, and I suspect that that this was not a case that they were eager to weigh in on because of the circumstances of Whelan's detention.
It's all fascinating. They just gave me another minute. Keep going. Sorry. Go ahead.
But you're right. Right. The Brittany Griner is a celebrity, and in the United States, it's celebrities who get the attention, and I think ultimately, it's worked out to Whelan's advantage that the two of them are being held at the same time.
It is working out to his advantage. It may lead, hopefully, to his finally getting released. But it's to me, it's disgusting, because you know what the overriding factor should be in all of these cases, especially coming from the White House, coming from the head of our government? The fact that they're all Americans should be what matters the most. I'd like to think if you were over there or if I were over there, we wouldn't have to be all these things to grab the attention of the president, because the one thing that should grab his attention and that he should be fighting for is we're all Americans. That's a little, I guess I just had to say it. Professor, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.